wine, a gun, just me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Way, way, way up. Yeah. Look, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy, trying to take away from a nigga, fucking with a kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day, fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit coming with my
face. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Nice Guy Sports. I'm trying to make this more of a regular thing, being on air, giving my uneducated opinion on a lot of things NBA related. Big day. I want to be the first to say happy free agency to my fellow NBA fans, especially a lot of my buddies on Twitter. I appreciate the retweets tonight. It means a lot. As I try to build this show, it's important to build relationships with people, especially when you have the same interests as we all do in the NBA. But we're going to go over the top 15 free agents for 2015. Can't believe I'm saying this again, but we're going to start off right away. Number one, LeBron James, 2 years in a row. He's not going anywhere. We're not going to even argue that he's going to leave. He would already erase whatever fans he has left from the last time that he had jettisoned Cleveland. I think it's more of a numbers thing with LeBron, trying to make a certain players fit on a roster, get rid of dead weight like J.R. Smith. So he's obviously number one. I don't think it's a question to where he goes. It's a question of how much he makes. I've seen $30 million floated. It's a big number, man. But I've seen $30 million, but it also depends who they can get. If he has to stretch a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there to squeeze in like a Dunleavy or keep Shumpert and Mozgov happy. I'm sure he's going to do whatever he has to do again, salary-wise, to put together the team that he thinks is going to win. Number two is a big question mark. LaMarcus Aldridge. It's unrestricted. He's already kind of made it known he's probably going to leave Portland, but he's not going to rule it out. Money talks. Portland can offer the most money, which is obviously a cause of concern for other teams that are interested in him. Seeing the Lakers, that would force him to play center most of the season, and I don't think Aldridge can play center all year. The bigs are really coming back. There's some big fucking dudes in this league, and it would be really interesting to see if Aldridge could play center for an entire season. But I've seen Dallas. I've seen the Rockets. The Knicks, no shot. Never in a million years would he ever land on the New York Knicks. Sorry, guys. I know I got some Knick buddies that are listening in, but, dude, just seriously, let it rest. He ain't coming there. Nobody wants to play with Carmelo Anthony. I actually feel the same way about Kobe Bryant. I feel like guys don't want to play with him. I mean, they had their center. They had Dwight Howard. And Dwight takes a lot of heat, but he had a great playoffs. If you really break down his playoffs, he had a really good playoffs for Houston. They wouldn't have got where they were without him. Kobe had him, man. They did not get along. So I think it's going to be tough for the Knicks and the Lakers to get that guy, that Marcus Gasol, that Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler. I mean, I've seen Butler said he wants to play for the Lakers. I don't know if the Bulls are going to let him go. He's restricted. I got Jimmy Butler all the way down on six on my list. I don't want to jump around a lot, but I got Jimmy Butler down at six. I don't think the Bulls are going to let him walk. I'm pretty sure they're going to do whatever they have to do to keep him. Whatever kind of demands he wants, 1, 2, 5. Depends how many years he really wants. I don't know if he wants to get locked in Chicago. So I think 2 years is what you're going to see him get. But ultimately, I think he'll end up staying there. I think they're going to run into another situation that the Pelicans had when they didn't let Eric Gordon walk and he really wanted to go to Phoenix. I think you're going to get the same situation with Butler, but it probably only going to be a 2-year deal. 5 years, $90 million is what I've seen. That is a big, big number for Jimmy Butler, but I think he's entirely worth it. I wish the Sixers would go after him, but ultimately I think he ends up with the Bulls. Same as LeBron. I think that both of them guys are going to be on the same roster next year, which is good for us. I know that's going to be probably 1-2 in the East this year, depending on what other teams do, the Bucks and the Wizards. And going back to Aldridge, I did get a little sidetracked. I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to merge. He would have to play center there too. So I went back on kind of what I said with the Lakers, but he would have to play center there. But he would also get some playing time at the four because Duncan's probably looking at 24 minutes this year. 28 minutes. 24 is a little low, but 28 minutes this year as they look to preserve him for the playoffs. So ultimately, I think Aldridge can, I mean, really thrive with the Spurs for a ton of years. It would really, if they could somehow keep Leonard and go after Aldridge, I'm pretty sure they can do both. I mean, that would be incredible. Probably mean they would lose Danny Green. But I'm going to say Aldridge goes to the Spurs. I think he's really going to make a splash at this free agency. I think Spurs don't usually go out and get free agents. They build. They get role players to raise free agency. But this is different. This is definitely a need for them. I think it really puts them back in the top two. Again, up three in the West. I mean, they were one game away from that this year. Moving on to Leonard, as I just mentioned, the Spurs are obviously going to try and keep both. Leonard's restricted, so it kind of limits to what he can do. Ultimately, I would love him on the 76ers. We still need, we have a lot, except the center position. There's actually rumors that we're changing the name to the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm sure that's not the first time you've heard that, Jake, but it's still fucking funny. They drafted five guys over 6'10". I don't know. Too many guys over 6'10". Need is power forward. Leonard would be amazing for us. Long shot. No way I think we're going to get him. But I think ultimately he stays with the Spurs. Tony Parker's on the tail end. Manu Ginobili's at the end. And I think that they aren't going to let a guy like this walk away. NBA Finals MVP. He's going to stick with the Spurs also. Big wild card is Marc Gasol also. He's coming in unrestricted. And I haven't seen where any of his meetings are. I would be ultimately stunned if he left Memphis. I just don't see it. I see them trying to build a team to win with him. Him and Randolph still have some good years together. Gasol more than Randolph, obviously. I really like what Gasol turned into this year. He's played unbelievable. I actually thought they were a wild card to get to the finals this year. They just didn't have the offensive firepower. But I think Gasol stays as they try to make a deal. I've seen Joe Johnson deal out there. As they try to put a team around Gasol to win because he is special. He's one of the best centers in the league. Top two or three easily. Along with another guy who I put in my top. Butler 6. DeAndre Jordan, I actually put – no, I didn't. I put him after Butler. I got Draymond Green 5th. He never leaves Golden State. I know he's taking meetings, but he's restricted also. I think Golden State's going to make their necessary moves, trading Lee, possibly trading Barnes to free up the cap space to max Draymond. there's no shot after winning this championship they're going to let him walk. He's way too important to the team. So it's not like in the top four, five, six guys, I have them all staying with their teams, which is going to kind of bore free agency, I think, in the beginning. But I think your second tier of guys, your DeAndre Jordans, your Dragic, Wade, Millsap, Brook Lopez, I think you're going to really see guys start to maybe, you know, you're going to see a lot more movement this offseason. I think you see teams that see a change in the guard. It's not the same three teams, two teams, four teams at the top every year. The last two, 3 years, it's been in flux. The Atlanta Hawks came out of nowhere this year. Golden State, unbelievable. The Rockets, without Dwight Howard, second in the West. Clippers all the way down. I mean, the Clippers cannot afford to lose DeAndre. Unfortunately, with him being unrestricted, I think they're going to lose him. I think that Blake Griffin is going to break out mega this year. Not that he hasn't been great up until this year, but I think this is the year where you really see the super side, superstar side of him. CP3 is definitely slowed down a bit. He's played, I mean, he had a good playoffs also, but he's just not as explosive offensively as he once was. And I think Draymond's going to go to a place where he is more appreciated offensively. He's an explosive talent. And, man, I would love to see him go to the Knicks. I mean, I hate the Knicks. I hope they get the worst group of – I hope they get Monta Ellis, the worst ever. But I think DeAndre fits here. I mean, he really gives them, like, a presence inside the paint, which they absolutely do not have right now, as opposed to having absolutely nothing. So they're going to be players in this. It all depends if anybody can play with Carmelo. I see Monroe listed as almost definite to go there. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I actually think that the Lakers are going to try and make a push for him. But I'm just blowing through the list real quick. I'm sorry, I got a little off track about Monroe. But I think DeAndre Jordan, I hate to say he lands on the Knicks, but I don't see him going back to the Clippers. But as I break it down, as I keep looking at it, the Bucks would be a wild card. I would love to see the Bucks make a strong push for him. I know the Bucks are going to add some talent. They have some cap money. They have some, like, they have a great young core team. I mean, they don't really get talked about a lot. It would have been nice to see them with Larry Sanders this year to see what they can do with a center. They have $17 million to spend, which is ultimately one max player. DeAndre Jordan would be a mega fit here. But I think you might see DeAndre. I really believe he might go to the Knicks. It's a need, and I think it's a good fit for him. I think Phil would really use him in the offseason. Well, Derek Fisher, a.k.a. Phil's puppet. I think you see DeAndre Jordan land in New York. I know people are going to go goofy on me, but it is what it is. I have Kevin Love 8th on my list. He's staying in Cleveland. There's no shot he leaves. After he opted out, I thought 100% he was leaving, but now it looks like he's just going to lock in and stay there. Why not? They got to the finals without him and Kyrie. If LeBron had a smear of help, it would have been a seven-game series. I'm still not saying they would have beat him because Golden State was the best team all season. But Kevin Love sticks with Cleveland. They can offer too much money, and I don't know if Cleveland can not afford to sign him. They traded Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Bennett. I mean, Bennett's a throw-in at this point, but they offered Andrew Wiggins. It would be unbelievable to see Cleveland just let Kevin Love walk on a one-year rental.
I just don't think they can afford to do that to their fan base. I know Tristan Thompson is a free agent also, but I don't feel like they can afford to let that happen. So I'm going to say Kevin Love stays in Cleveland. Gordon Dragic I have as my ninth top free agent. I don't know what happened to him in Phoenix. He kind of just simmered. He really didn't make any, like, he didn't make any noise to me. And unfortunately, Chris Bosh went down right after the trade had happened. I don't know if the trade would have happened if they found out about the Bosh blood clots before the trade. Because I think they were really trying to make a push. I think Miami at the time realized that, wow, LeBron's gone, and we're going to lose a lot of fan base if we miss the playoffs. Miami, they're bandwagon. Ah, sorry, Miami fans. You are some bandwagon dudes. I don't know how else to tell you this. When you're good. But so they have a nice fan base, and if they miss the playoffs, they're going to lose some of them casual basketball fans that were, like, glued to the TV when LeBron was around. So it's going to be hard for them to keep Dragic, I think. I think there's going to be a lot of teams out there. Lakers were a team that I said was destined for Dragic. But when they draft, that's why I didn't understand D'Angelo Russell, drafting D'Angelo Russell. I thought they could have got a big in Okafor and got Dragic in free agency. I thought I penciled that in. I still can't believe it's not happening. And I think the Knicks is a long shot. Which, they were my two. I mean, I thought he was going to go to a big team. Didn't happen. Who else really needs a young point guard who can afford them? The Nuggets would be a spot, but they stuck. Oh, no, they drafted Moody. I'm sorry. Don't listen to me there. Heat offer too much. I'm just going to say he stays with the Heat. He opted out. But I think he re-signs with the Heat. I think they offered the most money to him. And I think they're going to really try and make a push. If they can keep Wade, who I also think is going to leave, but if they can keep Wade, they would go Dragic, Wade, Justice Winslow, Chris Bosh, Hassan Whiteside, and Deng. So Deng would probably start Winslow off the bench. It's not a bad first six on the court. It's actually pretty good in the East. I think it would probably be 4 or 5. Probably five being their bottom, and like 3 being their ceiling. But I think Dragic stays. I think Wade will leave. And I think it's because he wants to make one more run. I really think Wade's done. I think he's probably got 3 years left as like a sixth man with an occasional. Well, he's going to start. He's always going to start. But I think he's going to become a sixth man. And you're going to see a different side of Wade, I think, in the next couple of seasons. I think his knees aren't going to hold up entire season, especially if he's not, like, if Miami pays him, they're going to pay him to be, like, a productive, super productive player. And I don't think that it's worth it. I think they'd be lucky if Wade left, to be honest with you. And maybe went after a second-tier guy. I heard Lou Williams mention the Miami. That would be huge. Sixth man of the year. Well-earned. But I think you're going to see Wade go to one or two teams. Cleveland, obviously, is the easy pick. But I think the Bulls, I think he should have went to the Bulls anyway about it last time he was a free agent. But the whole LeBron thing came about. But I think you're going to see him end up with Chicago or Cleveland. And obviously the Heat would be my third pick if he can't get on Chicago or Cleveland without like a sign and trade or, just going to Cleveland probably for a mid-level $6-8 million. I can't see him paying them more anything. I don't think they could afford anything more than that. But if Wade really just wants to try and win another championship before he goes out, it would be his fourth. It'd be pretty cool. I know there'd be a lot of haters out there, but I think he deserved it. I mean, he's a great player. Number 11 on the list, unrestricted, Paul Millsap.
You know, Paul Millsap's career, he was kind of shadowed in Utah. Just kind of didn't see how good he really was there. You see him put some really good numbers up on a good, very good Atlanta Hawks team. But the amount of money that he is going to get paid, I don't know if he warrants that. I don't know if he... He kind of falls into an Al Jefferson mold for me, of a guy who just is a really good player and puts up good numbers and he comes to play, but he really doesn't make you that much better. Like, if the Hawks were missing him last year and they had Mike Scott take his place, yes, I think they would lose a few games. Obviously, like, it's all speculation. But I don't think it would be that harsh on the team to lose a guy like Millsap, especially for the amount of money he's going to get paid, with other free agents available from the team. I think Damari Carroll is a must-sign for them, and I think he is going to sign there. And I think Millsap's actually going to walk. I've seen a crazy report saying possible Jazz trade that Derek Favors for Millsap, maybe. I know the Jazz have interest in Millsap. The Knicks are a team that I could see making a push for Millsap also. He could play a little three, a little four, depending on if they want to run a big lineup, a small lineup out there. The Lakers could go for him. But I think he's going to be a guy that ends up on the Toronto Raptors. I don't know if he's – I'm just throwing it – that's a team I'd like to see him land on. I don't know if he's even meeting with the Raptors, but I've seen them as players trying to get somebody. I think that would be a good fit for them. They need a power forward. He would play well against next to Valanciunas, Kunis, however the fuck to pronounce his name. But he's my number 11. I'm going to say Toronto Raptors lockup, Paul Millsap. Number 12 is Brooke Lopez, who opted out. Brooke could go to Milwaukee. Milwaukee needs a center. But then there's Jason Kidd, who coached the Nets last year. He made a remark that when Brooke Lopez went down, they became a better team, and that's why they made their push to the playoffs the year he was coaching. I don't think Brooke Lopez goes there. I think he's probably going to stay in Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn's going to turn the page. They got rid of Mason Plumlee because I think they're going to lock up Brooke Lopez. They can offer the most money. I'm going to say he stays with the Nets, but I think that the Knicks, the Lakers, I think all them teams are players, depending on how certain guys fall. Milwaukee, I think, would be like a third or fourth option for them. I know they're going to pay well, but I think Milwaukee's going to go for like Tyson Chandler, possibly, maybe a second-tier center, as opposed to Brook Lopez, DeAndre Jordan. 13th, I got Carroll. He stays in Atlanta. Getting hurt didn't help him, but especially money-wise, but I think ultimately he stays in Atlanta. Greg Monroe, 14. I've seen the Knicks. I've said the Knicks for months. I think ultimately he just ends up here. He's definitely not going back to Detroit. That's science. Facts only. Greg Monroe, New York Knicks this year, and if they don't get DeAndre Jordan. But ultimately, I have him as a Nick. And number 15, I have Tristan Thompson. By the way, I say a lot. I don't know why. I just do. Tristan Thompson, number 15 on my list. I got a lot of guys that bubble him. He had such a great playoffs for Cleveland. He looked good next to LeBron James. He wasn't as good all season. I'm thinking because he came off the bench behind Kevin Love. Kevin Love re-signing in Cleveland will push Tristan Thompson out. I don't know where he's going to end up. I have no clue where he's going to end up. I haven't seen anything related to where his meetings are or who they're with. But he's going to be, I think, the fall guy for a lot of the teams that do miss out. I'm scrolling down right now. I know last summer he rejected 4 years, $52 million. Damn. He could be a very good fit for the Milwaukee Bucks. Maybe him, even getting a guy like Tristan Thompson and a Tyson Chandler, you could run Jabari Parker at the three when Giannis is out. You could. I don't think Tyson Chandler is going to be more than 32 minutes this year. So he's going to free up a lot of minutes for Tristan. I know he wants to be a starter, and I know he deserves to be a starter. But I don't know where he ends up. I'm just going to say he's my wild card. He could go to Boston. He would fit next to Solinger, I think. Well, he gives, and he's a mega presence on the boards. Mega. I mean, probably the best offensive rebounder in the league. The Rockets would be another decent spot for him, depending on what they do. I've seen them linked to Aldridge, so I don't know. I don't think they're going to sign another second-tier guy like that. Last year, they let Parsons walk for Ariza, and even though I think Ariza is just as good as Chandler Parsons, he is a step below him, especially in pay grade. Fucking makes half the amount of money that Chandler Parsons does. That don't make it sick. I don't know what does. But Tristan Thompson is going to be my wild card. I'm going to say I have zero clue where he goes. I just don't think it's going to be in Cleveland unless Kevin Love walks. But I have a couple border guys. I have like three more minutes. I'm still waiting for Tony to call. He's supposed to give me a good 10, 15 minutes on the radio, but he's king ass lately. So I got 3 minutes left. I'm going to throw some borderline guys out there, guys who I think – Monta Ellis. I'm just going to say, when you say border players, I'm going to go Monta Ellis first. I just want to get him out of the way. He really doesn't fucking matter. He makes nobody better at all. Who made out on the deal when they traded him? Huh? Andrew Bogut for Monta Ellis. Come on. Not even question. Dude's put empty numbers up on the table. Shoots way too many bad shots. He's not a good defender. It doesn't really matter where he ends up. I think he best fills a role as a sixth man. I think he would be a great sixth man, occasional starter, like an O.J. Mayo type of player. But I don't know why he's even relevant and why I spent more than 30 seconds on him. Some younger guys that I think are going to really shake things up a little bit. Danny Green's restricted, but if they go after Aldridge really hard and they have to keep Leonard, they would be stupid to let Leonard go. Danny Green, I think, will be on a different team next year. Kid can play. Smart basketball. Chris Middleton, he never leaves Milwaukee. He's too good of a talent. You didn't get to see a lot of him this year. He was hurt. But he's a great shooter. He can score. No way he leaves Milwaukee. Reggie Jackson could go to Brooklyn. I think you're going to see some strong push from them. They wanted him in at the trade deadline. But Detroit traded a lot for him. They didn't trade a lot for him. But Detroit traded enough for him that they want to keep him. I don't think he was just a filler for Jennings going down, but he could have been. He's another up in the air. I think ultimately he leaves. I think Stan Van Gundy likes Jennings. He was really playing well before he went down. Brandon Knight is also restricted. I don't see him leaving Phoenix. I think they're going to move Bledsoe to keep him happy. I think Brandon Knight stays in Phoenix. Wesley Matthews is unrestricted. I think he ultimately leaves Portland also. I think that other teams are going to show some interest, and I don't think Portland is going to be able to. I think they're in they let Batum walk. I think Aldridge is going to leave. I also think Wesley Matthews is going to get overpaid. listening to our podcast. I'm bleeding over in the last 10 seconds. I'm going to go on for like 10 more minutes, maybe even five. I was hoping Tony called, but it looks like he's not going to. Wesley Matthews, I would love to see him come to Philadelphia. I think he fills a role here. I feel like we can overpay him because we have the money. Too primal for Portland. I'm going to say Philly. I'm going to say the Sixers set meetings with Butler, who was postponed, and I see that there's rumors with a Kawhi Leonard meeting. But I think the Sixers could swoop in and pick up a couple second-tier guys. Wesley Matthews would be great for the Sixers. We need a wing shooter. We need a two. We need a good defender, where the Sixers ranked 10th in the league last year. And I think he is a good fit for Philadelphia. Smart player, and I'm going to say he comes to the Sixers. I think we overpay for him. I also have Tobias Harris on this list, and he's restricted also. Orlando has the money to spend on him, but I don't know if he's going to be worth it in the end. I think he's going to leave. I've seen Boston. I've seen the Knicks, depending on if they get a follow or not. Man, I don't know if Orlando can let him walk, though. He's a younger guy. He averaged 17 points and 6 rebounds last year. And 1 steal. He's on a good list of guys that ever did that last year. Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Bron James, DeMarcus Cousins, and Carmelo Anthony. He's only 22 years old. He's going to stay in Orlando. He's the last of the borderline guys I have. I didn't mention Rondo. I don't think he matters at all. I've seen the Kings link to them. He could be a good signing for them. He could really dictate the offense. He would have to score for them, though. I've seen that they said they would move Darren Collison over. Obviously, it depends how the Bledsoe thing shakes out. But I think Rondo goes Sacramento. I had him locked into the Lakers, but D'Angelo Russell proved me that that's not happening. The Knicks could be a long shot for Rondo, but I doubt tremendously. Chandler to the Bucks. Miles Goff stays in Cleveland. I don't really think about Thaddeus Young ever or Josh Smith. Enes Kanter's an interesting guy here. I don't think that they let him walk. I would like to see him shake it up and trade one of their bigs. They're kind of logged in there. Kaner's wild card, I think, could be the Celtics. He'd be a good fit there. He scores, and he's a big, which is what Boston needs. So I think Kaner can end up in Boston if Oak City doesn't keep him. Robin Lopez, I've seen Knicks link to him. That's really it. J.R. Smith, doesn't matter. Lou Williams, I say Miami all day long. David West is going to go to the Knicks. Shumpert's interesting, too, because Cleveland needed him in the playoffs. Cleveland needed him to take the pressure off of LeBron doing everything, offensively and defensively. I've seen Dunleavy. I've seen the Cavs are interested in Dunleavy, but I don't think he gives you what Shumpert does. Both of them would be great. Obviously, I've seen Wade linked, but Shumpert, Dunleavy, Kyrie coming back, Kevin Love coming back, Barajal coming back, Mozgov coming back. That team is nice. They had a great draft. And I need one more. I need one more guy that no one's talking about. Man, hit me up on Twitter. I got like 5 more minutes. I probably ain't going to go to 5. But, man, I need a guy that nobody is talking about on him being a free agent. Here's a guy. I'm going to go on the list. Here's a guy that he's been on a few teams, and I really can't understand why he's been on a few teams. If he goes to the Knicks, I will be sick. But Aaron Afalo could be the guy
that could really shake it up. I would love him in Cleveland. I would love him in Miami. Good fits for him. I would love him in Chicago if they don't keep Jimmy Butler, but that's a long shot also. There are three places he would fit. Guy, instant offense. He's kind of a turnstile on defense, but Aaron Afalo, New York Knicks, unfortunately. I'll end it with that. Thanks for listening. I kind of just went off the hinges tonight. I'm supposed to have a little help from a so-called NBA genius, but he's on the outs. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm probably going to be back next week after a couple of these free agents shake out. Follow me on Twitter, at jburke1217. I'm usually talking a lot of shit, so if you're not in the mood to listen, then I probably would say don't follow. But that's it. Thanks for listening. I'll be in touch with you next week. And happy free agency.